From CBS News Bay Area, this is the Morning Edition.
Protesters hit the streets across the country after video was released of a deadly police beating in Memphis. There were also protests here in the Bay Area, demonstrators saying it is yet another tragic example of police misconduct. Hundreds gathered for a vigil in Half Moon Bay to remember the seven people who died in Monday's mass shooting and to offer condolences to the victims' families. Good morning. It is Saturday, January 28th. I'm Devin Feely. Let's start with a quick check of our weather with First Alert meteorologist Paul Hagan.
Pretty nice weather in store as we head into the first half of the weekend, but tomorrow brings some changes. Blustery conditions tomorrow as a storm system drops in from the north. Also, the possibility of a few showers. Those are going to be more missed than hit. I think the wind is going to be a bigger factor for any outdoor plans, but be flexible with those outdoor plans tomorrow. Let's focus on today. Temperatures are starting off chilly, but normally chilly for late January. We are going to steadily warm up, and we'll end up almost exactly normal for this time of year. That means high temperatures this afternoon in the mid to upper 50s and a few low 60s.
Demonstrators poured into the streets of several U.S. cities overnight. This follows the release of a video showing the deadly police beating of Tyre Nichols in Memphis. Now, in New York, hundreds marched through Manhattan. The night was mostly peaceful, aside from damage to a police car. In Los Angeles, protesters went to police headquarters. That prompted officers to carry riot shields. In Sacramento, a protest took place near the state capitol. Stevante Clark, whose brother Stefan died in a police shooting in 2018, led the march last night. CBS reporter Jared Hill is in Memphis, and a word of caution, you may find some of the images in his report disturbing.
Disturbing video released by the city of Memphis shows the violent arrest of Tyre Nichols on January 7th. Police stopped the 29-year-old father not too far from his home. Body cam footage shows officers were immediately confrontational. At one point, Nichols is tased but runs away. At a second location, you can see officers holding Nichols' arms, beating him repeatedly as he screams for his mom. It took more than 20 minutes for paramedics to arrive and provide medical attention. Nichols died at the hospital 3 days later.
That could have been me. Kind of hit, you know, personally, but that could be any of us, even you.
Lawyers for Nichols' family have said the assault brings back painful memories of the 1991 beating of Los Angeles driver Rodney King. King's daughter also saw this video.
That man was begging from jump. When they pulled him over, he was begging. I can hear it in his voice. He knew he was going to die.
In Nichols' hometown, Sacramento, dozens, including his siblings, gathered to pray.
If you're a sister, imagine this is your brother. If you're a brother, imagine this is your brother.
Five of the officers involved have been fired and charged with second-degree murder.
There's more fallout after the release of that video. Here in Memphis, the Shelby County Sheriff says he put two of his deputies on leave after an internal investigation. Both appeared on the scene after that physical confrontation.
From coast to coast, people held mostly peaceful demonstrations Friday night after the video's release. In Memphis, protesters blocked the I-55 bridge. There were small skirmishes between police and protesters in Los Angeles and New York.
It has a lot to say and do with the image of America.
President Biden said he was outraged and deeply pained to see the video of Nichols' beating. Jared Hill, CBS News, Memphis.
Now, the fallout extends beyond law enforcement. Two fire department employees were also put on leave. Well, here at home, there was a small demonstration along Market Street in San Francisco that is right outside the Powell Street BART station. Our Andrea Nakano talked to people taking part in that protest.
This rally was a call for justice for Tyre Nichols. Many of the people here in San Francisco came just moments after watching the body cam footage released by the Memphis Police Department.
It goes so much deeper than just this moment. It's just another name, another person of color.
Teresa Keaton from San Francisco joined the roughly 50 protesters that gathered here at Powell and Market Streets.
If we don't get it,
shut it down.
Keaton says the tragic cycle of violence continues to take lives of young black men.
It's heartbreaking for me, being a woman of color. We have our own issues in our community, and on top of that, we have police officers who murder us in cold blood.
The rally turned into a march as protesters walked down Market Street.
If we don't get no justice,
they called for justice to have the officers in the Nichols case tried and convicted of murder, but also demanded the defunding of police departments across the nation. The plight to save the lives of young black men is something Reverend Charles Gray has been doing for years.
I come down here every day. I haven't had nobody come here and ask me, what the hell am I doing?
He holds this banner as he sits on the sidewalk of Market Street, hoping to bring attention to the lives lost to police violence.
It's tough for a black man in America. It really is.
Reverend Gray vows to continue doing his work long after the protesters are gone. This is a community desperately searching for a way to end the violence.
It's a very deep issue, and we need change. I don't know how to reach it, but it is absolutely necessary.
The rally ended at UN Plaza, where organizers told the crowd this wouldn't be the last time they gather. Their work won't be done until victims of police violence get justice.
Donations to Nichols families tripled overnight on Friday night, an hour after that video came out. A GoFundMe page had $82,000 in donations. 3 hours later, that amount had jumped to more than $250,000. Now, Nichols' mother says that she and her husband will use that money for mental health services and to take some time off from work, among other expenses. The Tyree Nichols case is also having an impact in the NBA. Last night, the Memphis Grizzlies were about to play the Timberwolves of Minnesota when the two teams shared a moment of silence to honor the memory of Nichols. The Grizzlies head coach talked about the way that players are reacting to the tragedy.
You know, our team understands that our city's hurting, the Nichols and Wells family's hurting right now. The senseless loss of life for Tyree Nichols has really hit us hard, and it's been tough being on the road, not being home, and I wish I could extend my arms through this camera right now, you know, to the family.
Coach Taylor Jenkins says that he hopes this can become a unifying moment for the city of Memphis. Several other NBA teams released statements acknowledging the tragedy, as did the league office and the players' union. Well, moving now to another tragedy, the one in Half Moon Bay. The San Mateo County District Attorney is pointing to a possible motive for Monday's mass shooting, saying the suspect was angry over a $100 repair bill. Now, when he spoke to NBC News from jail, Chung Lee Zhao claimed that he was using a forklift and it was hit by a co-worker on a bulldozer. He says he was asked to pay $100 for the damage. Zhao says he vented his frustration about that about 30 minutes before the shooting, and then went back and shot his supervisor and co-worker, the ones that he blamed for the accident. We're also hearing from the victim's family. Kelsey Thorid continues our coverage from Half Moon Bay.
Hundreds of people came together here in downtown Half Moon Bay tonight for a vigil to honor the victims of this week's mass shooting. This was a space for people to come and grieve together and support each other through what has been a very difficult week.
Amazing grace.
Standing side by side, candles in hand, people from across Half Moon Bay came together Friday night to mourn the seven lives lost in Monday's mass shooting.
But it's just, it's a horrific situation. And I just felt that, you know, I needed to come out and be part of, you know, the vigil and what.
We've all been kind of suffering on our own. And, you know, we're a close community here. And this is just really important.
Leaders from across the community took the stage to offer their condolences. But the most impactful moments came when family members of some of the victims, through the help of an interpreter, shared memories of their loved ones with the crowd.
He was 50 years old, and he was a very likable person, friendly with all. One of his greatest qualities is that he liked to help people.
Emotions still so raw for so many, but several people told us uniting together like this was the one bright spot in what has been such a dark week.
It makes me feel good that our community is together. My granddaughter, who's 8, woke up yesterday and asked me if this was real. And that tells you everything right there. This is real.
This, of course, is just the first step for this community when it comes to processing everything and moving forward. They say they're also going to have events next week. They've scheduled an interfaith service on Tuesday. They say everyone is welcome.
We are now getting a look at the conditions the Half Moon Bay farm workers lived in, including the accused gunman. San Mateo County Supervisor Ray Muller tweeted these pictures. He said they are from one of the farms, but he didn't specify which one. You can see sheds and a mattress on the floor. There are also children's toys scattered in an outdoor cooking area. This is a photo of the shed where the supervisor claims the suspect lived. Now, the governor's office says Cal OSHA, the state's workplace regulator, is now investigating the two farms involved. Stay with CBS News for continuing coverage of all of the recent mass shooting investigations. We'll bring you the latest on air and online.